Okay, we're recording.
Okay, so just to speak out, this like what I'm hoping to do, right? So yeah. Actually, it's kind of first time we've got a mixture. We've got two. Hey there, we've got another. Got two tables here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we've got kind of three questions. It's a bit of a mixture. I don't know whether we'll get onto the questions. So, but there's interesting things both ways. The questions are really more dealing with some kind of very Achronisha stuff on the Svaras, yeah, which I thought was very interesting. But the tables are really just to kind of...
Worship chat, we prioritise.
Right, well, exactly.
That's I mean, what it is, yeah.
The thing is, it's even not so much Pashat Pashat, because it's actually, okay, when you kind of look at it carefully, it's quite difficult.
Okay, fine.
I think.
Okay, Pashat.
Okay. It is Pashat,
okay. I found it difficult, okay, right, you know. Okay, so the first table, the two kind of tables work together a bit, right? The first table, if you start from the right, yeah, you've got 1, 2, 3, right? And you've got, and this is tracking the Mishnah, right? So I've kind of broken up into 1, 2, 3. So the number one is where you've got aid that says nitmeis.
Can I suggest this one? Maybe go over the Gemara for people. Do you think? I don't know.
The problem is, if I do the Gemara, I think it's gonna.
Oh, fine.
I'm gonna get bogged down.
Okay,
fine. Too...
Okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I would like to.
No. Okay. Good.
If I do it the Gemara,
I just wanted to put that out.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh,
if it doesn't work, then I'll.
No. Fine.
See. Okay. So the number one is where you've got Eid Echad. This is really going the Mishnah. Eid Echad says nitneis. Eid Echad says load nitneis. And together with that, you've got an issue who says nitneis and issue who says load nitneis. Okay, that's number one.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you've got number two, right? And that's where you've got one who says nitneis and two that says lot nitneis. Yeah. Right. Yeah. By the way,
I remember it's just the first three are one nitneis. The first three cases.
Yeah. The first three cases. Okay, that's true.
Then you remember the fourth one's the opposite.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay. Now, by the way, number one, I haven't said what the din is. You'll see why. Obviously, I haven't said what the din is, because that's going to be a machlokas.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you notice, I just gave the case, didn't say the din.
Yeah.
And then number two, one says nitmeis and two says low nitmeis. So there, the din is heisa shota. Right. So the fact that she drinks, that means obviously that we're kind of ignoring them in a sense. Right. It's a hachasha.
Him.
Oh, him.
Good morning. I hear you, but Eliyahu Jacobs is on mute. I don't know. He's. You don't see him, you don't hear him.
Is that better?
So I send a message to the group.
You hear Israel?
What does
Hakasha
mean?
Contradiction.
Do you hear now?
Now we do.
Hear?
Yeah. Okay, fine. So Israel's speaking now. Fine. If you hear him, it's good.
Hiya. Okay, sorry. I'm going through the table. If you've got it in front of you, so I'm just speaking out the cases, right? So you've got, I'm going through the Mishnah. So one, I've grouped together kind of two cases, but I'm going to assume they're the same time being, right? There you've got one versus one, and we basically, I haven't put the din here because we see there's different geuses, Number, the second one is where you've got one who says nitmeis and two that say lo nitmeis, and they're heisa shota, right? And then number three is two that say nitmeis, right, that she did the act, and one that says lo nitmeis, and then that we basically go with the two, right, obviously, yeah? So lo heisa shota, okay? Now, if you go then along to the kind of next section, so here we've got Ulla and Reb Chiya, right, and then the Diyukim, right? So if you, and this is really just kind of, in a way, it's just a table format speaking through the Gemara a bit, So if you go for... across to number one, So Ulava Rebbe Chiya says that case of number one is lo shosa, right? Which means effectively we go with the first aid, and the reason why we do that is because it's the principle of Ulla that one aid that says something, right? In this, who says nitmeis is believed like two. The first aid that says nitmeis is believed like two, right? And by the way, we'll see across the sugya, everyone agrees to that. That is like that. That principle is actually not for grabs, right? If there's one aid, and at least that's a classic aid, a man who says nitmeis, right, and then he's finished his aidus, he's believed like two, right? Okay. So therefore, that being the case, if you only got one against that, then it's one versus two, and it's you believe him, and therefore she's not going to drink, yeah. That's why it says aid shema nitmeis ne'eman kishtaim. Okay, that's the arrow. And then Reb Chiya, however, he disagrees, and he goes with our girsa that we have in our Mishnah, and he says shota, which means that there is considered a contradiction, right? So the Gemara, obviously says, well, how come he holds that? And we end up saying it's because it's a case of Me'idim Babas Achas. Yeah. So you have to follow the abbreviations here. Babas Achas becomes, because you'll see later on, yeah, base Aleph. Okay. Right. And therefore, basically, when it's all together, Babas Achas, i.e., you haven't got, that's contradiction to Zachazah. When they're all speaking together, then it's before that person has the status, gets that kind of thing of, it's as if he's two Aiden. So it's really, if it's all together, it's just one versus one, they cancel each other out and you move on. Okay? So that's that case, right? Now, that we ask on Rabbi Chiya, if you carry on coming down, because the Diukim, right? But what turns out is basically, I'm really speaking out of the Gemara in a sense, that the Diukim say to each other, yeah? So the Diuk from two, if you go across, basically, is that it where you have one that says nitmace and two that says lo nitmace, right? The Diuk would be that if it would be one the one, yeah, it would be lo shoter, right? Which sounds like kind of what Ullah says, yeah? And then the next one below, obviously the Diuk is the opposite way around, yeah? That's why Reb Chiya says, well, according to you anyway, it's kind of, don't ask me from number two because number three is also going to be a problem, yeah? Now, I have added on here a little extra point, which I think is quite important, yeah? So, if you're still following me, right? So, the diuk from number two, yeah? We said it's mashma like Ulla, right? And you might have thought, and Rashi deals with this, yeah? Why can't Reb Chiya turn around, yeah, and say that's not a problem, right? Because that won't be b'vas achas.
That's right.
That would be b'zeh chazeh. Yeah?
Exactly.
So, that you hear that? That's a pretty good question, yeah? Because, you don't have to kind of, we're going to move on to come to Reb Nechamia and say it's a completely different principle, yeah? But why for Rabbi Chiya, you could just say, I was talking about Babas Achas, yeah? And in the Kanami, the principle of Ullah applies Zechazah, right? And then it'll work out for Rabbi Chiya great, yeah? You'd say number one is Babas Achas, number two, the Diuk would be Zechazah, right? And then number three will be, Babas Achas. Right, so Rashi deals with this, yeah, and he says there's a different Mishonim deal with this, by the way, different answers. But I'm just going to give Rashi's answer. Right, he says the Lashon when it says v'shtaim omrim, yeah, he says that's mashma afilu b'bas achas. That implies, yeah, it doesn't really matter when it says one says this and two say this. It kind of the Lashon itself implies it's not necessarily one says and then stop and then two says.
Right.
It's mashma. It could be both together and zechazah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how he explains it. Yeah. Okay.
So the last bit, he says it's together and this after.
It's all cases.
It'll be all cases. Yeah.
So it comes out from the Mishnah in all cases, in every case, isn't it?
Well, I mean, the first, according to Reb Chiya, the first one is only b'bas achas. Right. The first number one.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an interesting point. Yeah.
Yeah. Correct. Well. Yeah.
Okay. But we will end up saying, and you'll see when we come into Reb Nechamia, and this whole thing. Right. This is why it's good speaking out in the Chaburah.
These things
are. There's a number of factors involved.
Yeah, it's funny because later on, that's what he deals with. This is not. It's both, right? But then in the first, yeah.
Okay. So that is a step ahead of the game, really. Yeah. Right. When we come to Reb Nechamia, there's a Rashi that basically says, yeah, Reb Nechamia says these are going to be dealing with all cases, yeah, b'bas achas and b'zechazah, and that's kind of fits with this diuk of Rashi, yeah. Right, but okay. So basically, what we're up to so far in terms of this column Machlokas Ulam Reb Chiya, yeah, is we say number two and three, do you come anywhere say to each other, yeah, and you can't say well one is b'bas achas, one is b'zechazah. So the point, the Gemara basically, Boris says, well anyway we'll have to come on to something else. So that's where we go across and we come on to the Lishna Kama de Reb Nechemia and Lishna Basra de Reb Nechemia. And basically, I think the way I see it is that actually. Those two things, actually, we're now out from the Machalokas of Ullah and Reb Chiya. I don't think it's that subject to the Machalokas of Reb Ullah. That's just a standalone way of explaining basically two and three. Yeah, because they have opposite diukim. Right. So basically, what the Lishna Kama says, yeah, that actually it's always a numbers game. Halach, the key principle of Nechami is Halach Acharov Deus, yeah? And according to the first opinion, Lishna Kama de Reb Nechamia, right, then it doesn't matter whether it's a man or a woman, effectively, yeah? So we always go after Rov Deus, yeah? So when you have two, basically kind of two trumps one, yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah? And then the second opinion, the Lishna Basra of Rav Nechamia, will say that's true, right? But only if we're talking about psulim, right? So only if basically it's kind of, you know, it's women who we're talking about, let's say, for the time being. Now, then this leads us onto the next table, the Lishna Basra to Rav Nechamia, because that's kind of when it gets a little bit complicated. So if you look at the second table, basically the way I've got it is that you've got four possibilities, of people who start off by saying nitmeis, and that's the ones that go on the top row, So either isha achas, we're going kind of from light to heavy, I suppose you could say. Isha achas, shtei anashim, And then you've got the next second group of, or second set, who are saying lo nitmeis, And then again, that's then if you look at the first column going down, the same group of four, ishachas, shtei nashim, shtei anashim. Right. Okay, that's how kind of the table's working, right? And basically, let's start off by just showing that there's two cases here of where we do end up going hol chinach arayv, So that's, if we start off by going with, in terms of the nitmeis, if you have the two, you've got the two women, so you've got two women that say nitmeis, shtei nashim, that's the third one along.
Okay.
Yeah? And then you've got one woman that says lo nitmeis.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's the first highlighted.
Right, that's the first highlighted one. Yeah, the highlighted ones are the ones.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So then, right, even if it's the bas achas,
Right.
Then we'll go with the two. Yeah. So the two women say, she was nitmeis, and even though there's one woman that says even bas achas no nitmeis, that we'll go with the two. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
And then obviously zeh, that's kind of obvious. Okay. Now let's try another case of where we're talking about psuliyos. Let's say we have one woman that says nitmeis. So that's the, I'm calling it the kind of the first column. Yeah. You've got that one woman, and then lo nitmeis is two women. Yeah. You've got that. So that's kind of three down. Yeah. So there again, that's in the other case of Rav Nechamia where he says halachacha rov deis. Yeah. And that's ifilu zeh achazeh. Right, so even if you have one woman who she testifies, nitmeis, she's kind of believed, right? And then you've got two women who come along and go against her, you go with the rov deis, sevila zech azeh, and in that case, shota, right? Because that's like a contradiction, So, you know, the two women, the woman that said she was nitmeis, she's kind of like she's contradicted, Okay? Now, then you have a Rashi that speaks out what happens if there's a man involved, And the lush in the Gemara is, Pulga, right? Which Rashi says that means kind of like it's like one versus one,
right?
So basically, if you look at, let's start with like, you know, that you have Ish Echad, one man that says Nitmeis, and then you've got two women that come along and say Lo Nitmeis, So Rashi speaks that, and this is what this table is doing, So interestingly, so if they come Babas Achas, So in that situation, it's kachad b'chad, and that would be a contradiction, So in which case, you know, the two women, so to speak, would contradict the one man, and then shota. But what would be if they come zachazah, right? So you've got one man, he testifies, and then two women come along, right? So that is effectively that's really the same in a sense, As one versus one, but where the one is believed like two, because it's one man who needs to testify, he's believed like two, So that ends up being the same effectively as the case of Shneim say nitmeis and one says lo nitmeis, So you wouldn't drink, Okay, so that's a bit of a distinction then, Rashi pointing out between the bazachaze and bazachaze.
Is that Shneim nitmeis?
Yeah, because that's what I mean. It is just one man, but one man is believed like two. So when the one man says nitmeis, he's got nemanus like two.
And the women,
So it's like two who are saying nitmeis, and then two women though is considered like one. So it ends up being you hear that, it kind of counterintuitive, But it's like as if you've got two witnesses that say nitmeis, and then one that says lo nitmeis. The two are believed.
Why does two women come at once? I don't understand.
Well, because the clause again, when you compare women to men, the women are like
in the Ikud Amri, he says that a woman can never be better than men.
Okay. So it's a trial, but basically, just because the man tries.
I mean, it's a little bit subtle because it's one versus one. This is where the Russian speaks out. It's kind of about the whole table, again, look, you can blow your mind on this, but I'm trying to help a bit with the table. It's a bit, still, it's not easy. Yeah? But what I'm trying to say is that if they come at the same time, this is what Rashi points out,
right?
Then it is a contradiction, yeah? Right? And then says it's two weird contradictions. Right, Zechazet, exactly.
It's just like the two women become diluted against the
known. Right.
As opposed to saying two women become like one, it's like...
Well, it is one versus one. It's just when one man testifies on his own, and it's Zechazer, he has the koach of two.
Two is stronger than their two.
I, you know, I've formulated it. I don't know if you could check this. So this is like give and take things. This is what I thought. But one man against many women is always considered one against one. It's considered one against one. But if one man comes first, he's considered two.
Highlighted ones are all what Rashi is saying, basically,
right. Yeah.
By the way.
Okay, right.
The non-highlighted ones are what I was trying to extrapolate.
I spent so many times on this Rashi was so difficult.
Yeah, it's very difficult, Rashi. So now the last highlighted one is where you've got two women who come first, yeah? Right, and said nitmeis, and then you've got one man that says lo nitmeis, yeah? So here I'm saying, in all situations, basically, it's shota. Afila zechaza. That's right. What I thought.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
You happy with that?
Well, the one man.
Yeah.
Because the two women, women only have the koach of basically one.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not going to get that super koach of two.
Only a man coming first has a koach of two.
Right. Yes. Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Yeah,
so even though she's
believed. Yeah, we're getting this.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, the rest of them...
Rashi speaks this case out, though.
Yeah, yeah. The ones, the highlighted ones are all what Rashi speaks out. So that's why
I feel on firm ground. You're good.
Where it gets a little
Rashi's
bit more...
Rashi's hard to read, though, this Rashi.
Rashi's hard to read, but that's what I was trying to get. And the rest of the case, look through, see where you think you go. I mean, there's some of them where I'm not 100% sure that's the truth, yeah?
Right.
But look and see whether you think you agree with that one.
I've been checking
the other ones. Yeah, but the other thing that I put in this table, right? Just if you look, I just was saying try to insert the last piece of the Gemara.
Did you erase one over here? Because a low that's kind of like a bit fuzzy.
I did erase that. I changed my mind this morning.
Okay, so let's deal with this. Let's see if we agree with your correction then.
So here you've got two women who come and say nitmeis, yeah?
Yeah.
Right? And then two women come and say lo nitmeis.
Right. Yeah, I agree. So.
Yeah.
But the special rule doesn't apply to women, it doesn't matter if they come first or not.
Specifically, is that right?
Yes. No.
I feel it was that.
Yeah.
One is one.
Yeah, because if they come at the same time anyway, they contradict them.
Yeah. So I'm saying here you have two women, they testify. And then stop, and then two other women come in.
Right, basically, just the only, the Kiddush of Ula, the person who comes first and considered like two only applies to one man.
That's if
those come simultaneously,
right?
Correct. Yeah. Very good. That's brilliant. I love this. Well done, Yisrael. This is the way to do it, though. You got it. You write out a table and you check yourself and you go through it and then you can only then come to the understanding. Sometimes that's the way to come to understanding. I actually thought you were wrong, and then I was wrong. So good.
I also, by the way, what I'm putting to this table, you can see that the end of the Gemara where it says, you know, that Lachumra and Lakula, yeah. So if you look at two and three, yeah.
Fran was wrong, and I was.
I put this in as well, just so you can see. Whatever. So these are the kind of, you know, number two is corresponds to two above, number three corresponds to three above, and that's where we're saying one is Lakula, one is Lachumra. But okay, I tell you what, should we finish off? We haven't got much time, but we've got. If you're interested,
the one that you like the most, please.
The one I like the most. That's a hard one. Yeah. I had a finish on this.
Share it.
Let's,
we want to hear it.
Okay. So this was, I think it was your question, yeah? No, someone was bothered, yeah? By basically, so Ullah says, right, every time we believe one aid, yeah,
mm-hmm.
right, then they get treated like two. Right, and, by the way, and that's the principle that everyone agrees to. No one likes.
Yeah, it was just a given.
That was like a given across across the thing. Yeah. So I think the question answered from Gil was, well, why does that have to be true? Yeah. So I think another way to pose the question would be, maybe like here, it's just like the Torah lowers the bar, yeah, and says one age is believed. But what, you know,
why is one equal two?
Why one equal two?
Yeah, yeah, that was the question, right? Glad, yeah. Yeah, everyone vocalized this. Why do we say we believe?
Particularly Gil.
No, but I'm saying as things came out, not everybody, but other people as well were bothered by this. Right? Gil's always first. But it was
Robert first.
Russia did.
Yeah, no, right. So why do you say one equals two? Just say we just believe one.
Yeah. Okay, right? Good. That's basically the question, yeah? So I just saw this. Whatever, it's just taking a principle out of this. I don't know whether this will help or not, but let's have a look. So this is the Shev Shmeister speaks out really the Rishonim, yeah? So this is number one over here, yeah? It says, V'esh Aloma Dadas HaRitva, it's the Ritva, yeah?
Okay.
It's quoted, V'siyato, right? Davka Hecha Degali Kra to Eidechad Neman, right? This kind of principle is specifically where the pasuk tells us that one aid is believed, Havele Kishnayim,
right? That was Meduyak in the Lashon of the Gemara as well.
Yeah, okay, right? Daha haTorah minto, right, kishnayim, because the Torah believes him, he gives him credence like two, right? Aval hecha delo, and he's the contrast you're going to see, yeah. Aval hecha delo karikra, but let's say there's situations of where one aid is believed, but it's not because the Torah goes out of its way to say one aid is believed, yeah. El misvara, maybe it's just misvara, yeah, like one aid is believeless, but isurim and things like that, yeah. Right?
Right,
that one aid says, you know, it's kosher or it's not kosher, whatever. So we believe him, yeah. Or metkanas chachamim, yeah, hu ne'eman, right? Or let's say other situations where they'll say one aid is believed.
Okay.
B'chol duchtei da'amin an aid echal ne'eman b'isurin. Came into lo galan and kra, ein achashuv k'shtayim. He wants to say, in those situations, the chiddush of the Mishnah, that there, you don't, it's not like k'shtayim. It's just, no, it's all you need is one aid, yeah? Ella, but aidus isha, right? And now this is the important part, but when it comes to aidus isha, right, de benedina boi shtayim. We should always know that Mendina, when it comes to Dvarim Shvereva, you always, the fundamental is, you always need two, right? The Chazal he minuhu kishtayim, right? And sometimes Chazal come in Dvarim Shvereva, yeah? And say, you know what, let's say we will believe one. This is the cases, you know, where the husband gets killed or whatever, and someone testifies the husband's died. So maybe one aid is enough, right? The end of Rab Shil Echad b'makom shtayim, yeah? Ubisota, in our case of Sota, right? Harishon Shaoma Nitmes, Hatoramint Hamino, right? There the Torah comes along and says that one person is believed, yeah? Kadichdiv Aidainba, right? Vahva Bgab de Bakomakom Devashba Araba Aina Bakos Mishnayim. And even though we have this Knal, Devashba Elva, and that's our case, yeah? When it's talking about things which are illicit relations, yeah? There's a Knal, this is an unmovable Knal, right? Devashba Araba, you need two, yeah? And even still, Gali Kra, the aid aimba. We have another pasuk that tells you, at the same time we're saying Tavar Shabbat Elbi, you need two, you've got another pasuk that says one aid is belief.
You have to
right?
Say one aid is worth two.
Okay, you're jumping. Yeah.
There you go, yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Aid echa neba. Yeah. Okay. Aid echa neba.
Oh, yeah. Yo, you said it.
Okay. Right? But it's just nice to see. It's nice to see that we're showing the Achareinim spell this out, right? Right? Aval Hasheni Omer Lonit Mace, Delo Gali Kra, Shia Neman. By the way, he spells this out as well. Yeah, like we came to the conclusion. But this the second one who turns around and says, oh, you should know Lonit Mace, he doesn't have a special name.
Oh, we also
Harihu Bechlal ain't Devash Be'erva Pachas Mishnayim. But he's talking also about Devash Be'erva. If you're testifying whether you nit mace or not nit mace, that's Devash Be'erva.
Right.
So the fundamental is you always need two, right? So the one who says Lonit Mace, it's only one. So come on. You're not believed. You haven't got the credibility. Yeah, you need to have two. It just happens to be the one that says Nit Mace. There, the Torah happens to come along and say you are believed, right? Right? Be'erba, hein le'issa, hein le'heta, right? Eid echad lav klumhu. One aid, whether it's issa, either way, the fundamental point is, and we don't move from this, one aid is nothing, right? Except for where the Torah says ein aidba, right? Right, the imkena rishon bilvad hu neman, and therefore that's why the first one is only neman. So what would it come out? This is basically what Gil was saying. Yeah. So the reason why we say basically that one is like two is because that we're putting together these two principles. It's an unmovable devash ve'erva. You need two. Right. That's an unmovable. Right? Mm-hmm. And it's also true, though, the Torah does say here the one aid is believed specifically to say nitmes. So it has to be, the only way to put those two things together is it has to be that when the Torah says that one is believed, that Torah is giving that one the koach of two. That's why we have to come to that conclusion. So my chiddush was, I was just thinking, take it, okay, that's adkan. My only chiddush I was thinking is, this, for me, could explain a bit what was going on in the Mishnah. The fact that suddenly, you know, the Mishnah starts talking about, well, you should know in the case of Stira, it basically gives the source of a Dvar Shebe'erva. Right? You remember that? It says, why in Stira, you know, is not believed? And they say, oh, because Dvar Shebe'erva. Yeah?
Right.
And we end up saying, oh, no, actually, you know, we fill it in a bit and saying, actually, Stira is because of a Pasuk, but then you should know Dvar Shebe'erva, and generally, you need two. But I was thinking, actually, that the fact that it left it out like that is kind of, you know, almost, maybe kind of almost hinting to the fact that at the end of the day, the Parsha of Sota is intrinsically still a Dvar Shebe'erva, right? Yeah, and as soon as you move off, and as soon as you move off the Chiddush of Eid Ein Bar, the default position is straight back to Dvar Shebe'erva,
right.
Which, and it's kind of that, it almost hints that way by showing you that
right.
You know, Stira is, you know, if it's not Eid Ein Bar, then Stira is also Dvar Shebe'erva. Just, you know,
so two months.
Sorry. No. Stira, I'm saying. Stira. If it wasn't for the Chiddush of Eid Ein Bar, Stira would also
have
be.
Two
months. No,
oh,
two
months. Yeah, right. Okay.
Stira doesn't have Eid Bar.
Yes. Right. Okay.
Anyway, that was my
beautiful.
Would have taken or leave it, but
beautiful. Oh,
it seems just. I don't know if I was looking at it very simply. But here, it's just like it's actually everything within under the realm of. Just of a sof, if it's a sophate, then it's always going to be two, right? In Stira, it's always going to be two. You need two, which is
yeah.
But still, not
what do you mean by that?
I mean, it's going to need two witnesses
to say that. Right. Well, yeah,
it is machlokes.
Yeah.
Except the Rebbe Eliezer, it seems like the Gemara switches to just speak. It just seems like we don't even speak about Rebbe Eliezer.
We don't. We seem to be under
the banner of Rebbe Yeshua, like
the
Gemara.
Yeah, the Gemara.
So we leave that Rebbe Eliezer. It doesn't seem to approach that topic. But Rebbe Eliezer would have to jump through some hoops.
Well, his Chiddush is Rebbe got a heckish between Tuma and Stira.
Yeah.
So basically, he
draws it. But that was the Gemara, right?
Yeah.
The Gemara is definitely Rebbe Yeshua land.
Yes. Yeah. And the rest of the Mishnah and the Gemara. I mean, it's the Mishnah as well. I'm just trying to kind of whatever. I don't know what this is about. I've never seen anyone say such a thing. So it could be just like whatever. I'm just kind of almost explaining why there's a benefit in the way the Mishnah is written, chasa, because it's almost alluding. Stump, that the Mishnah throws in Dvar Shebe'erva. That's the truth. Either one
fill
it in.
That's
what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Don't forget that
Sota is Dvar Shebe'erva. And yes, even though one is believed, there is this conundrum. One is believed, but Betzim you need two. Right. Therefore, that brings out what Ulla says, that really the mechanism here is working is not just the one is enough, but one has the koach of two.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
saying. In that specific case.
Yeah, in that specific case of Eid Ein Bar. Yeah.
Eid Ein Bar is only in the case of that there has to be there's a proven track record that this woman is acting suspiciously up to that point.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's the reason behind it.
That's the logic behind it. why the Torah says it. But you need the Torah to say it.
Right.
You know,
right. No, it's
you wouldn't be able to say.
Brilliant.
Go, beautiful.
Keshkur. Okay.